All right, nice to have you back with us. We'll rattle the lumber now on behalf of Truett and White, the professional builder's choice. We'll bring in the captain, Ken Korak, and I'm going to say good afternoon to you. As
yes,
afternoon,
it is good afternoon. How are you today?
Bay Area. Very good. You know,
good.
The weather has been a little interesting, and believe me, no complaints at all, but a little breezy out here and not quite that beautiful sunshine.
It's pretty nice, though, you got to admit.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's supposed to be 75 today, so really perfect conditions.
Yeah, and today we get to see Brett Anderson on the hill, and as Vinny and I talked about it, you know, it's early in spring training, we've got a long way to go, but these young pitchers do everything the A's ask of them.
Right, you have to remind yourself it's only the 8th of March, but that's the excitement of the spring, and I think one thing too, Marty, that has really been stressed by the staff, you know, they've really reinforced to these pitchers, their stuff is good enough to get big league hitters out. And we saw the Padres yesterday walk 9 batters in the game against the A's. They walked 9 and hit 1. The A's starting pitching has been very good all spring. And if you look at the entire staff, the A's have only walked 25 batters the entire spring. That's 10 games, only 25 walks. You would really take that.
Josh Donaldson, I mean, he crushed one yesterday. I've mentioned it on the broadcast before, seeing him in the fall league, hitting 2 of the longest home runs I've ever seen down here. I like this kid. I like what he brings to the table.
Yeah, the A's like him too. I mean, I haven't seen that much of him, but they project him as a catcher down the road. He played first base in the fall league because of an issue with slotting. The A's couldn't get a catcher to play that much in the fall league, so he played first base. But they project him down the road as a catcher, and he's a real prospect. And his bat really took off when he joined the A's organization after the trade at midseason last year.
That's the kind of hitter I like. You know, I don't want to slap hit or hitting the ball the other way. I want to see a guy who's going to hit the ball 440 feet.
Well, he can do that, and the A's went deep, 4 times in the game yesterday and 3 times in the first 2 innings.
The wind helped a little bit.
Yeah, it did. I think it might have helped Buck's ball, but I think the other ones were really crushed. I think the other ones are going to get out anywhere.
That Landon Powell, that's the best ball I've ever seen.
Yeah, he hit it well, and Ryan Sweeney, that ball that he hit was going to be out anywhere.
Players lose weight, and of course some players lose weight for reasons that we don't even want to go into, as Vinny is letting us know how they do it. With the performance-enhancing drugs, they stop it and they lose weight. We know the speculation around that. But it seems to be the trend in baseball for these young men. Brett Myers, I was reading about this today, Randy Messenger, who's now potentially the closer for the Mariners, lost 35 pounds. Brett Myers, the Phillies pitcher, closer, starter,
right,
lost 35 pounds. And, you know, relatively young man, and he's pitching well this spring. And they said, how did you do it? He says, well, look, I still drink a lot of beer, but instead of having pizza with it, I now have a salad. I like
well,
that.
Well, that's the way you eat, right? I mean, I think that's something that has changed a little bit in baseball over
Isn't
the
it?
Years,
Come
is the
on.
Emphasis on nutrition.
Yeah.
I mean, teams, a lot of teams have nutritionists. There are even athletes that have their own cooks.
Well, they have the meals
right.
delivered.
Have the meals delivered, or, you know, and also would have a cook who really looks after their nutrition. So there's a lot of money to be made in this game, and I think the other thing is players don't want to take the uniform off. So when you get older, and maybe you get into your 30s, you realize that things you could do when you were younger, you can't do when you're 33 or 34.
Yeah, but for these pitchers, I mean, to lose 35 pounds, the next thing you know, Myers will say, I lost too much weight. I don't have
and
a
I'm
fastball.
And I'm not strong enough, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, baseball never changes.
Well,
we've had that over the
years.
The
big concerns are over the guys that come to camp overweight, and Fausto Carmona for the Indians came to camp a little overweight. I don't think the Indians were real happy about that. He's lost some weight since then, but those are concerns.
See, an old buddy today, Kirk Sarlous on the hill for the Cleveland Indians. Sarlous had his moments with the A's. He really was an effective fifth starter.
Well, he won 10 games one year for the A's, and he won
seven
games the next year, and he was a part of the A's 06 team that went to the ALCS. So, you know, I think he's a long shot to make their club, to make the Indians, but he's the kind of guy, as he was last year for the A's in AAA, he can be an insurance policy in your rotation in AAA. And, you know, I would hope that he would make their big league club, but I think it's more likely that he'll begin the year in the minor leagues.
Well, my son Aaron Lurie driving back to UC Santa Cruz this morning, probably listening to you. And
Good.
You're on the road this afternoon going back to
That's
Las
right.
Vegas
so,
today.
That's right. So drive safely, Aaron. And we'll see you when you get down here in a couple weeks.
All right. Have a good broadcast today.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is the captain, Ken Korak. Our next broadcast, by the way, is next Saturday. At 11:30, it'll be A's and Giants right here from Phoenix. We'll be on three times, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, including a Monday game against the Dodgers right here from Phoenix Muni. So enjoy the day, everybody. It is Sunday. It is a day of baseball. I enjoy Sunday baseball. You know that. Have a good afternoon, and I will talk to you next Saturday at 11:30 with another edition of Right Off the Bat.
Fans, join Marty Lurie next time for another edition of Right Off the Bat, right here on the Marty Lurie Radio Network.